Welcome back to the Business Rugby Show. As always, joined by our Business Rugby insider, Rory Steyn, today. Eight matches this weekend in the United Rugby Championship. But before we get into that, Rory, big news on the Springbok front. Felix Jones has rejoined the coaching staff of the Boks. And then at the same time, the home test venues have been announced for the 2025 fixtures. Rory, do you have any insights into that or any thoughts about that?
Certainly. I mean, Felix Jones's return is great news. A little bit surprising, not the news itself, because there was speculation that Russie was going to convince him to come back. But the timing is quite surprising, because many people, me included, suspected that Felix might first join Andy Farrell on the British and Irish Lions tour to Australia later this year, and then, you know, post that, nail his colours to the Springbok mast. But I suppose that, you know, once Russie approached him with a firm offer, he may have said, you know, it is, it's incumbent upon you being ready for all of the Springbok fixtures later this year. So I think that's great news, honestly. And I was doing a bit of research on this. So he being Russie as the head coach, now has six assistants, those being Tony Brown, Dion Davids, Jerry Flannery, Don Himon. Now Felix is back. Zwandile Stick. And you still got Dwayne Vermeulen, who has that Moby coach, that Moby unit coaching role. And he's also still got Andy Edwards as head of athletic performance, which basically means he's like the strength and conditioning guy, you know, who sets all the, you know, the workouts in place to take care of S&C. And we've still got Jaco Paper. So there's six coaches, and those three that are arguably also part of that coaching setup. So, you know, he is leaving no stone unturned. And I think our three-peat effort for 2027 is now significantly strengthened. So I'm saying welcome back, Felix Jones.
Yeah, absolutely. And then on the tour venues as well, I think it's a nice spread of host venues in South Africa for the 2025 test fixtures, sort of across provinces, across venues. Do you have any thoughts on those venues that were released?
Well, I think that the biggest match of the year, the biggest match of 2025, is going to be the rugby championship match at Eden Park between the All Blacks and the Springboks, because they are putting their 50-something-year-old record on the line. So they've kind of been avoiding us, playing us at Eden Park. But I don't think it can be avoided any longer. And it is a very, very difficult stadium to win in. I don't think we've won there arguably since, well, we certainly haven't won a series down in New Zealand since 1937. And I think you have to go back well before those 50 years to the last time the Springboks won there. So, yeah, I think that that's the game of the year, including the British and Irish Lions tour down to Australia. It's bigger than even that. And by the way, I think that that series is going to be a lot more competitive than people think. Yes, the Lions are always strong. They have, you know, the combined power of the four home unions. But Australia are going to surprise a lot of people in their home ground, I think.
Yeah, so I think Australia's been a team that's been a bit of a letdown of late. So it would be nice to see a really, really competitive.
Yeah, World Rugby needs that, Patrick. We need Australia to be strong, no question. And, you know, they are double world champions. We must never forget that. And they have had extraordinary players over the years. So, yes, they're struggling a little bit with talent depth. And you always will. When your rugby is not great, players will look elsewhere. They have a very, very strong rugby league set up in Australia, so that's always enticing to rugby union players, but I think that they're going to be all right.
And then just moving on to the United Rugby Championship games this weekend, we've got two tonight. First game, Munster versus Edinburgh. Munster in fifth place against the ninth place Edinburgh. Munster at home at Musgrave Park in Cork. Who's your team there?
Munster. Munster are going to, I've got Munster by 11 there, Patrick. I think that, you know, their form has been a little indifferent this season. They've been a little up and down, which is quite unusual for them. So I think, you know, playing at home, it's very difficult to beat Munster at home. And I think that Edinburgh are not, they don't have the player depth with their, you know, most of their frontline squad is with Scotland. And so they've, no. Munster by 11 might actually be being a little kind to Edinburgh.
And then other game tonight, Zebre versus Dragons. I guess in football terms, you'd call this somewhat of a relegation battle, the bottom two teams in the league.
Yeah, exactly. Bottom two teams. And I just cannot see Dragons. I mean, they've got six losses on the bounce. I cannot see them changing that. Zebre, I'm saying Zebre by 13, maybe more, but let's go with 13. Yeah.
And then moving on to the games this weekend, two local derbies. The first one, Lions versus Sharks at Ellis Park. Lions coming off a loss against the Bulls and Sharks coming off a win against the Bulls as well. Both last game was at Loftus. One win, one loss. Who's your team there at Ellis Park?
I think the Lions are going to be too strong for the Sharks. You know, it's always, we say this each time, who are the Sharks, you know, who they're going to start, who they're going to bring off the bench. But I think that the Lions' performance against the Stormers the week before last was exceptional. Yes, the Stormers may be struggling with their injury list, but I think the Lions are going to do it. I've got them winning narrowly, so by 6 points, but I'm going with the Lions there.
And you just mentioned the Stormers there. They've got the Bulls this weekend. The last time they played each other was here in Cape Town. And the Bulls came out on top at Loftus. Having just come off a win at Loftus, sort of got their groove back there. Do you think the Bulls have the edge over the Stormers at home?
I do. I think that the Stormers will be, you know, they'll always put up a good show. There'll be a big crowd in there at Loftus. It is the, you know, it's the North-South derby. So I've got the Bulls winning by 10 there, Patrick, and would love it if the Stormers went and proved me wrong. It's good for Glasgow if they do.
And then our runaway leaders, the unbeaten Leinster playing Cardiff at home in Dublin. Is that a shoe-in Leinster win?
Yes, I think it is. You know, they've just got such incredible depth. So they'll also have most of their frontliners away with Ireland, who are looking to close out the Six Nations Championship. But they've got such depth at Leinster, and Cardiff are the best of the four Welsh teams, no doubt. So I don't know whether the current acting head coach of Wales, Matt Sherritt, who normally coaches Cardiff, I don't know whether he's going to be at the helm in Dublin. But I cannot see, even though they're playing good rugby, I can't see Cardiff pulling that one off over Leinster. It's going to take somebody special to win there in Dublin. Those guys are looking strong. So I'm saying Leinster by 12, could be more.
And then three more games this weekend. The next is Ulster versus Scarlets. I think a bit more of a close one. Ulster with 4 wins, Scarlets with 5. But Ulster are playing at home in Belfast. Who do you see winning them?
Yeah, well summed up there. Patrick, I've got Ulster by a single try, so 5 points, 7 points. I just think that Ulster have been misfiring for long enough now. And Belfast is another place that it's difficult to go and get a win. Scarlets aren't exactly flying high, you know, in like a Leinster or a Glasgow or a Bull. So I think that Ulster are going to do it by a single try.
And again, you mentioned Glasgow there. The Glasgow Warriors versus Ospreys this weekend in Glasgow. A strong Warriors team. Is that also another a shoe-in win for the Warriors?
Yeah, so I think so. And, you know, awful Glasgow weather notwithstanding. Glasgow Warriors play a beautiful brand of rugby. You know, they love to attack. They take it wide quickly and early, not scared to run when it's on. So I've got them winning by 2 tries by 14 points. But the way that they're playing it, I just get the idea that Glasgow Warriors are a little bit like a horse being held back. They're ready to bolt. So I've got Glasgow winning comfortably.
And then the last URC game of this weekend, Connacht versus Benetton. Another pretty close game to call, I think. Playing in Galway, who's your winner there?
So, you know, I've quoted this before. One of the Irish coaches that now works in Glasgow told me that Galway is a very difficult place to go and win because it's always cold, it's always windy, it's invariably raining, and there's a very partisan crowd that you've got to deal with in there. So I just fear that Benetton also doesn't have the depth. You know, Connacht would be only without Bundy Aki and Mac Hansen. So I'm going to give it to Connor, but close. I'm saying 3 points.
And any final thoughts about the rugby this weekend, rugby news in general, before we wrap up?
Yes, I do. You know, it's I don't know if I'm the only rugby fan that finds the season a little bit stop-start, because you're unsure. You've almost got to go and look on Super Brew to determine whether, you know, this weekend is Six Nations or not, and then back to the URC. So the Six Nations is stacking up beautifully for that massive showdown between France and Ireland. That match will receive a massive viewership, and we can talk a little bit about that next week. But this weekend it is all about the URC resuming, but without the Six Nations, the internationals. And that's great too, because it gives an opportunity for players kind of like further down the pecking order, not always first choice to start. It gives them an opportunity, and they, you know what youngsters are like. All they need is an opportunity, and they, you know, they can grab that, make a name, put their hand up, you know, for when the business end of the URC arrives in a couple of months, you know, that they're in the mix, that they're on the plane when they play those away games and that kind of thing. So it's a great opportunity for the youngsters not involved in, certainly in European rugby. That of course does not affect our four teams in our two derbies this weekend, so they'll be at strength, and I'm expecting decent crowds and some great games there. You know, the last two derbies have been superb.
Yeah, we've got certainly a jam-packed weekend of rugby this weekend, and in weekends to come as well.
Yeah, and it's about to get going.
Rory Steyn is our BizNews Rugby Insider. I'm Patrick Kidd from BizNews.com.